Union Jack building at Cowes, which currently houses marine manufacturing, and there's other properties around it which are part of what is proposed. Members will have seen the views of the MP, I'm sure, and also the tenant that we have there, who is currently building catamarans and other things worldwide. So it's an interesting venue. It employs at least 150 jobs, and that's 150 families. And remember, this would be an asset acquisition, so we would have the capital asset in our books on what we paid. What members will be considering on Thursday is the full circumstances surrounding this and the long engagement we have had with Homes England to negotiate what I think is a very positive outcome to secure that premises for the island, for the Isle of Wight Council, and for the community as a whole. It sits alongside our little floating bridge, which, just as a chair, 100% reliable the last 3 months and goes contactless at the weekend. So I think this is a very interesting proposition. It will be decided at Cabinet on Thursday, so members of the public who are interested will be able to hear from all members on Thursday. But I'm satisfied we have a proposition there, an investment on the island for the island, with the potential of housing on the island for the island. So you can tell I have a very positive view about it. But at the end of the day, it will be a matter for Cabinet on Thursday. It may be my colleagues may wish to speak, but I'm sure they'll indicate to you.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. I see that the option two was the recommendation, which allows you a little bit of, I guess, leeway in terms of further evaluating the situation. Do you still feel that option two, the one in which you are kind of, it's delegated to yourself and the Cabinet Member for Business Development and Regeneration, is the way that you will go forward on that?
Yes, we see amongst the recommendations. Well, I won't predict the decision on Cabinet. I would not like to do that. It's important that the Cabinet make the final decision. But certainly, we're mindful of what our officers say, and obviously they're being rightly cautious. What is important is we understand the benefits, potential for this particular investment, which I know many people have encouraged us to do on the island. As my colleague, Councillor Hutchinson, has indicated to you where our financial position is, so any investment we do, we have to be very aware of what the implications are. So we are mindful, we will continue to be mindful, but personally I'm very encouraged by the work that's gone in. I'm very encouraged by the potential of this particular opportunity, and we are still open for business as an island, so we need to display that to our public, who I believe will be supportive as well.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. So, members, any questions probing the evidence that will be going before the Cabinet on Thursday? Councillor Hollis, you are indicating.
Right. Thank you, Chairman. Just a few things in the report. It says on C2 of the Cabinet report, I don't have a page number, of C2, paragraph 10, it talks about relevant parcels of land in the short term. I can't stress how, you know, someone who has followed this all the way through, I can't stress how important this is to Cowes. Not only this piece of land, sadly, the iconic building next door to it has been knocked down. We can't do anything about that. But it should be noted that the supposed car park that was going to be built for Red Tunnel hasn't happened yet. I don't know whether it is going to happen. But these pieces of land that are so valuable for the boat building industry. The Albany building was used by the marine industry. I know people are now looking for somewhere else. And I would think it would be an absolute tragedy if this did not go ahead. it's not only the rates, the business rates you'd get from it and have the investment, but all those jobs and all those good people who are also contributing hugely to the island and the other people, the other industries that also rely upon that. It is such an if I may say that, you know, Peter Morton has built white shipyards up here. But I would think it's an absolute no-brainer. Whatever we do, we must carry this through.
Thank you, Councillor Hollis. Councillor Stewart, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I'll listen carefully to what Councillor Hollis has said, and he's a man of significant knowledge on these things, being from the area as well. And I'm absolutely mindful of what he says, and I would be very pleased with Cap if scrutiny were also to support the proposal going forward, so we know that we're taking our community with us. I personally and colleagues have put a lot of work into this particular situation, which we've gone for some time on, and I do believe it will be personally a very big asset for the island. It may be my colleagues will comment on it, what is important that we show that we're doing this in a very professional, prudent way, and all the papers are transparent, people can see what's said.
So I now have three questioners in order, with Councillor Andre first, then Councillor Quirk, and then Councillor Lilly. So Councillor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, very, very pleased to receive this report. I think the initial comments I'd like to make is that whilst there might be some short-term gains, I think this has to be viewed as a long-term investment. I think we've seen, my concern is that we've seen over recent years, there are limited deep water moorings on the island, and our marine industry, our marine building industry, is part of the lifeblood of this island. So my first question would be, what are the safeguards that are given to the tenant in terms of their continued viability and the employment of those 150 people? My second question relates to the obvious intention to build housing on some of this land, which I think we'll all agree that we do need, hopefully affordable housing. But I would like to know, is it the intention that the council will actually be building these houses themselves as part of the company that has been set up by the council? Because I know that in many places around the island, where we have been looking for development partners for housing projects, we have actually struggled to find those development partners, and I think that situation is going to be even more acute post-COVID. So I would like to think that the intention in this project is that we would, as a council, be wanting to look to provide affordable housing. Thank you.
Councillor Stewart.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I'm unmuted. I am. It's always been a declared intention of this administration to provide appropriate affordable housing, and this particular venture, interesting venture keys, has the opportunity to enable us to go down that road should we choose to do so. I think we also need to appreciate that this particular investment opportunity will potentially secure other marine businesses, not just one particular. And I won't go into the commercial details we have with that particular tenant, because that would probably be inappropriate. But it's when you take the whole context of this, it's why I personally think this is a really, and I have thought this for some time, it's nice to see the MP has supported me and the colleagues in this initiative. We actually have discussed it at ministerial level, highlighting why we're doing what we're doing, because the government are watching what any local authority is spending at the moment, and so we need to show we have the right justification, but I believe we do. And of course the tenant who's currently there chose to go public on his views, most recently on All Wet Radio, which is a matter for him. But I think we as a cabinet have a very professional role to carry out. We'll be considering all the aspects of it, including the points you've raised. And I think on Thursday, when people hear the debate, they'll understand why we reached the decision we had, and that's why, personally, I'd like to see the Smoothing Committee support it. I can bring in the officer. I think Chris Ashman is on the call, if you like, if the Scrutiny Committee would like further information, but it will be a cabinet decision, and officers will advise.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. At the moment, I'll hold Mr. Ashman in reserve, because I have got questions from Councillor Quirk and Councillor Lilly to follow up. Councillor Quirk.
Mine's not so much a question as an observation. This is the last of the really serious shipbuilding that we've got on the island, and I think it's imperative that we keep it. And if we keep it, and keep a really good reputation for being business friendly on the island, there's the possibility of bringing other developers back onto the island. So I think this is a very, very good proposal. The proposal for houses is on it's quite a large site, doesn't affect the boat building part at all. And this is a site that has great potential, and we need affordable housing, but it's best if that's mixed in with commercial housing, because then you don't get ghettos. And I think it's important that we actually do have estates that are mixed estates that have affordable housing and general housing as well.
So thank you, Councillor Quirk, for those observations. I have now Councillor Lilly, and then Councillor Churchman will follow you. Councillor Lilly.
Yes, I support all my colleagues. As you know, I've been an advocate for a long time about the importance of engineering and the engineering history on the island. And that site is iconic, with boat building and hovercraft, etc. And we do need to keep that engineering heritage, because we do need to have a mix. We are very reliant on the island and the tourism industry. We forget that we were one of the great aeroplane builders, great boat builders, in world standard. We still have the island of plane all over the world, right? Still operating within that. So we do need to keep our heritage as a place of excellence for engineering. So I do totally support this, because we've got to have manufacturing and engineering, because they are high-paid jobs, and they do attract, as my colleagues have said, other people to come. Because if you have good engineers, then companies will come for those good engineers, and the schools, the apprenticeships that actually go with those. So totally in support of that. On the affordable housing, I slightly, will be more towards the affordable housing. And we do have, a very good smaller island-based housing association in Vectors Housing. And it that kind of scheme would be right up to its street. And I think we should be using, on the housing side, our skills on the island just as much as we're using our engineering skills in using in creating employment. So Councillor Stewart has asked for a support. I'm happy to put forward a proposal to support the recommendation from the Scrutiny Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lilly. Councillor Churchman.
Yes, I'm very concerned about the housing. If you're going to have industry, you must have somewhere for the workers to live. And what really worries me about that site is it could end up as just a blocks and blocks of second homes. How can we? I don't know. I don't think it is possible, but how do we control this? It's all right talking about affordable housing, but I'm well aware that developers only want to make money because they're private companies and that is what they're there for. So how do we get a mix and make sure that we do get affordable housing? And is there any way at all we can stop those properties being sold as second homes? Thank you.
Councillor Stewart, a key question there, and you may want to pass this to a colleague otherwise.
Well, I can do, but I'm not worried about that. The thing is, if we as a council own the property, we as a council decide what record route we're going. That's the bottom line here, so I don't think we have any concerns. Councillor Hutchinson's done a lot of work on this. He may want to come in, and that might help you from a... I'm trying to give you the members' perspective, because we will be the deciders here. We're advised by our officers, but it's our decision. We will own it, and we will take responsibility for it on Thursday. Do you want to call Councillor Hutchinson in, probably?
Yes, please, Councillor Hutchinson. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Nita. Thank you, Chair. I will be supporting this recommendation at Cabinet. I think it is essential, even though we are desperately financially constrained, opportunities do arise, and when they arise, we should do our damnedest to grasp them. Here we have several sites in a very key position, and ownership will secure our control over how those sites are used. We would look to enter into long-term tenancy agreements with companies in the shipbuilding sector or the marine industry sector, and in terms of use of the housing, because we own the site, we can put covenants on how people who can be sold to. Mention has been made as to whether we will use our own housing company. If we were to buy the site, that will obviously be a serious consideration, but I can say that we have been talking to other potential builders, and we will need to work out how the best way forward is. But unless we seriously consider purchasing that site, we will lose the opportunity. It's a site that we are getting at what I think is a very good price. And although there is a risk to acquiring any property, it is a capital asset. And if and I know they say that past performance is no guarantee of future performance, but land is a good acquisition because they've stopped making it. And if we can get the right land in the right place at the right price, it seems to me a worthwhile thing. Now, the reason for the phrasing of the recommendation is because clearly we do have to balance the desire and the benefit of acquiring that site with our very serious financial position. And that is why the recommendation includes the necessary guidance from our Section 151 officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hutchinson. I see that Councillor Lilly wishes to make a further comment, but I see also the Cabinet member for Regeneration has indicated he might wish to speak. So I'll just bring in Councillor Whittle before taking Councillor Lilly. So Councillor Whittle.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed, Councillor Whittle.
Okay, I had to wait for the statutory few seconds. All I was going to say is I also support this, subject to a good lease. We can buy this and make sure that we keep this site for the island. This is one of the best deep water sites for marine manufacturing in Cowes, and in fact on the island. And we lost it before when it went to Mr. Chu, and it ended up being a big project that didn't happen. And just like my colleague Stuart Hutchinson says, we have to balance this against the financial climate and the position of the council. But we'll discuss this at length, and like I say, subject to a good lease, firm lease, we can purchase this to ensure that we retain these jobs and this particular sector in Cowes on the island where it belongs. So we will do all we can to get this site for the island.
Thank you, Councillor Whittle. I will just note that Councillor Kennett had to give her apologies. She had to go to a pre-existing engagement now with her parish council. Councillor Lilly for some further comment, and then I think we can bring this item to a close, especially if you have a resolution to put before us.
Yes, I said before, I used the word resolution for this committee to accept the recommendation in the report and to support that towards scrutiny. Mr. Thistlewood might need to just, you know, get the correct wording on that, but I look for a proposer for that. I wish to thank and congratulate Councillor Hutchinson and the Isle of Wight Council for investing on the island and using our investment funds that we set aside to actually now invest on the island, and I think that's probably this is going to be your best investment. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lilly. Certainly, here is an opportunity for the council to make, even in these difficult times, a strategic purchase, which, from what I hear around my colleagues and indeed reflected obviously by the people who will actually make the decision, which is the cabinet, is a strong belief in that strategic sense of making this. It echoes me back to the Institute of Fiscal Studies paper that we had up before us earlier, where it highlighted the importance to us of another sector on the island, and by having a diversity of sectors on the island, we can make ourselves more resilient. So this kind of strategic purchase does indeed, to me, make sense. I think, Councillor Lilly, what you're putting as a recommendation is that the committee finds that there is a strong case for the cabinet to move forward with the purchase of this site along the lines of the recommendation within the paper, but subject to, of course, to final advice from officers. Am I sort of paraphrasing you correctly, Councillor Lilly?
Yeah, no, very good.
Okay, I'll take you as a second on that. I've got some hands, though, first. So, Councillor Churchman, first.
Muted.
Sorry, I was just going to second it,
okay,
because I think it's brilliant.
Thank
I
you.
Really do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think that's Councillor Quirk.
Exactly the same. I was putting my hand up.
Okay. It's the difference between the chat bar for hands up and on screen. And I know some of you have to use the on screen because of the way the chat bar sometimes doesn't show up. So I think we have a recommendation moved and seconded. In the usual way, I will take the vote. You know the score. My vote is for. Councillor Andre.
Definitely
four. Thank you. Councillor Churchman?
Four.
Councillor Hollis?
Four.
Councillor Lilly?
Four.
Councillor Merwell?
Four.
Councillor Quirk?
Four.
And Councillor Tyndall? Your mouth moved, but I think you're muted.
Four.
I believe that is a four there, yeah. from Councillor Tyndall. He is smiling there. So with Councillor Kennett, of course, having left us to go to another engagement, that is unanimous in favour of that, and I think that will please the Leader of Council in terms of the kind of recommendation he was hoping for out of scrutiny. We will look forward to the discussion at Cabinet on Thursday. Colleagues, that means we can move on with our agenda. We're doing pretty well. We're just over 2 hours, and I'm aware that these things are tiring, so we may want to move quite speedily on the final two bits of our agenda. So the first thing is to look at the forward plan and make any comment upon what is on that forward plan at the moment. A couple of delegated decisions are going before. Anybody wish to raise anything about the forward plan at the moment? I will take that there are no comments at this moment. Of course, that doesn't stop any scrutiny or forward plan items as they come up, particularly delegated decision. I now see.
I do have a question.
Yes, indeed, Councillor Lilly.
I just wish to note, obviously, the loan investment in the PTEC is still there, right? It had been disapplied as a delegated decision, and I still will make my objections to any further funding regarding PTEC, especially within this period of COVID. Within that, I have made serious representations and concerns for the last 3 years about that development, and I just would like it sort of minuted that I still strongly object to what I see as bad money going after good, even though I know there's a counter argument to try and preserve the money, but I don't think that is a good investment.